The silver lining for having the league's worst record is the most ping pong balls in the NBA's upcoming draft lottery and a 25% chance of securing the number one overall pick this June. That has led many to wonder whether the Suns intentionally lost or tanked for a better chance at a top pick. Suns forward Josh Jackson was one of the bright spots for the team in his rookie season. He bristles at that question.
I don't feel like we ever went out and, you know, plan on losing a game, so I don't really have anything to say to that. I felt like we, you know, fought the entire year. We had guys down, guys injured, and, you know, we still came out and played.
But forward Jared Dudley, one of the few veterans on what's still the league's youngest and most inexperienced team, believes that we have every right to wonder if the team lost on purpose to improve their draft fortunes.
It's totally understandable. I mean, if you look at our record before the injuries, it was one of the worst in the NBA. In our situation, it wasn't like we had veterans or stars that got hurt in the beginning of the year that we just kept out. It was more just a young team not ready to win the NBA right now.
One of those many injuries was to the team's star player and leading scorer, Devin Booker, who missed much of the last month of the season with a jammed wrist. But could he have played if the Suns were in contention?
I mean, I might have could have played, but, you know, it was at risk of injuring it even worse and maybe, you know, have to go even farther with it. So, you know, I decided to just take it easy, let it rest.
The delicate question of tanking on purpose was also posed to Suns general manager Ryan McDonough.
I respond by saying we rebuilt it, and it rebuilt, excuse me. It was, you know, something we did with our eyes wide open. And obviously we got off to a rough start the first three games. We made a coaching change. I think from that point till early January, we were 15-21, and we didn't hear a lot of that talk then. The last couple months of the season were rough. A lot of losses accumulated. I think a lot of that was due to the injuries we had. You know, we played the young guys all year.
Phoenix finishes with the second worst record in the franchise's 50-year history, behind only the 68-69 team that won just 16 games. Phoenix is also now in the market for a permanent head coach to replace the interim Jay Triano, who took over for the fired Earl Watson early in the season. Triano was asked why any good coach would want the job.
I think if there's a chance to grow with players and grow with an organization, that a lot of the pieces are here. And a lot of the tough work has been done. You know, getting those guys minutes, figuring out who can play, figuring out what their strengths are, what their weaknesses are. And I think when you look at that, that's what makes it attractive.
And the crown jewel of that attractiveness is Devin Booker, the 6'6" third-year guard who has the ability to light up the scoreboard every night and is the superstar the franchise wants to build around. Does he see the light at the end of the losing tunnel?
I think it's kind of hard to see right now. I think I see it more being 3 years in. But, you know, honestly, I think we're right there. You know, add a couple more pieces. And, you know, with the young core that we have still developing and only getting better from here, you know, I think our youth is amazing.
The Suns will also be working on a long-term deal to try and lock Booker down in Phoenix for years to come as the franchise centerpiece. But regardless of whether the ping pong balls bounce the Suns' way in the draft lottery for another one of those pieces, will fans who've had to endure 8 straight playoff-less seasons lose patience if they haven't already? I found the faithful Brandon Condren waiting outside of Talking Stick Arena.
I mean, everyone has their own opinion, but this team is obviously set for a bright future.
So do you think the team tanked at the end of the year?
I don't believe in the word tank, but I do believe maybe saving players for next season like Booker and Warren and Payton and all them. So maybe a little.
The NBA draft lottery is May 15th when we'll find out where the Suns will pick in the June draft. The best case scenario is first. At worst, they'll choose fourth. Plus, they'll have one and maybe two more first-round picks, more youth. But the question facing Arizona's original major sports franchise is when will that youth movement finally grow up and start winning? Phil Latzman, KJZZ News.